KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 44. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping Southwest Iowa News, one person is dead and three others were injured during a collision Wednesday evening at 189th Street and Highway 370 in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2012 Peterbilt semi driven by 56-year-old Danny Lee Wells of Oskaloosa was traveling westbound on Highway 370 at around 5:35 p.m. and beginning to turn north onto 189th. A 2003 Chevy Cavalier driven by 73-year-old John Everett Miner of Emerson was also traveling westbound behind the semi and pulled into the path of oncoming traffic contrary to highway markings. A 2013 Dodge Dart driven by 23-year-old Dallas Gene Laporte of Coyne was traveling eastbound on the highway. The Dodge and Chevy collided head-on, both sustained heavy damage. Also during the collision, the rear end of the Chevy collided with the semi, causing minor damage to the semi. John Miner, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported to Creighton Hospital where he died from his injuries. His passenger, 71-year-old Mary Miner, who was wearing a seatbelt along with Dallas Laporte, and his passenger, 17-year-old Cody Ray Galen of Glenwood, were injured. Mary Miner and Dallas Laporte were both transported by Glenwood Rescue to Creighton. Galen's injuries did not require him to be transported to the hospital. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening presented retiring Police Chief Steve Green with an award for 30 years of service to the community. Green and his wife Donna were present to receive the award. Steve Green credited his life partner for sticking by him through the good times and bad.
If it wasn't for her, I couldn't have done it. That's why.
Mayor Dave Jones read from the plaque.
With profound gratitude, the residents of Atlantic thank our Police Chief Steve Green for 30 years of public service and making our community one of the safest in the state of Iowa. Wish you all the best of your retirement.
But she's not going to retire. He's going to
the supervisor, so he's going to find out really where he is.
Thank you for all your help keeping him going. Yes.
Green starts his term on the Board of Supervisors representing District 1 in January. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday officially approved the appointment of Barb Barrick as city clerk effective February 25th of 2017. Barrick succeeds Deb Wheatley Field, who is retiring as city clerk after more than 35 years of service to the community.
I'd just like to say that it's a real honor to be chosen to succeed Deb, and I am very much looking forward to working with the city staff, to working with Mayor Jones and the council members, and serving the citizens of Atlanta. Thank you.
Barrick currently serves as the community development specialist for SWPCO and has had previous experience in the cities of Marengo and Fort Dodge. She'll be job shadowing Wheatley Field and absorbing her years of experience and knowledge before assuming the official title of city clerk. The Cass County Sheriff's Office has taken a pledge to keep tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products out of the hands of Cass County youth. Known as iPledge, the program is partnership with the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division to educate local retailers and to enforce Iowa's tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product laws. Since the program's inception in 2000, the statewide tobacco compliance rate has grown to 91%. By participating in the program, the Cass County Sheriff's Office has committed to do its part to increase the compliance rate even more this year. iPledge places emphasis on retailer training. Clerks who successfully complete an online training course and then pass an exam will become iPledge certified. That allows the retail establishment to use an affirmative defense against a civil penalty if the certified clerk makes an illegal sale. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren said the iPledge retailer training is a great way for clerks to prepare themselves to refuse illegal tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product sales. The training, he says, also assists retailers to ensure they maintain a compliant and responsible establishment. The Red Oak Police Department is asking area residents to keep an eye out for a stolen pickup. At around 3:15 p.m. Wednesday, a red 1997 Dodge Ram 1500 extended cab truck was stolen from downtown Red Oak. The truck has Iowa license plates 247YFA from Montgomery County. It also has a trailer hitch on it and some rust on the wheel wells. If you see that vehicle, you're asked to call 911 and report it. And Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer said yesterday a man arrested a little over a year ago on child pornography charges was sentenced last month to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to the charges. Philip Eugene Mathis, who's formerly of Audubon, was sentenced in U.S. federal court on November 3rd on possession of child pornography charges. Once he's released from prison, Mathis will be on supervised release for another 8 years and will be licensed as a registered sex offender. He'll also be required to complete a sex offender treatment program. Mathis was arrested on December 15th of 2015 following an investigation conducted by the Audubon Police Department and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, during which search warrants were executed that resulted in the discovery of hundreds of images and videos of underage children and minors in the nude or engaged in sex acts. The findings were turned over to federal authorities, who then took over the case for the filing of federal charges. In the funeral announcements, Vernon Larson, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Vernon Larson will be this morning at 10:30 at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Aline Weaver, age 98, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Aline Weaver will be today at 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Dentlinger, age 88, of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Mary Dentlinger will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Jameson Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jameson and Gavin Steckler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Aldine Faye Lippold, age 82, of Avoca, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Aldine Lippold will be on Friday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Terry Christensen, age 70, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Terry Christensen will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marvin Halber, age 69, of Manning, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Marvin Halber are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.